You cannot light the way for others if you are shivering in the dark. Yesterday, we built the walls of your sanctuary to survive the storm. But today, we light the fire within. It is time to transition from simple survival to a state of soul alignment and spiritual grounding, where your energy doesn't just protect you, it will guide you. Welcome to Calming Anxiety, your daily space for holistic stress management and nervous system regulation. I'm your guide, Martin, and I'm here to help you move through this winter solstice with intentions, with setting. Today, in part 3 of our winter radiant journey, we focus on the energy bloom, moving from isolation to intentional connection. Thank you for making this 10-minute morning meditation a part of your daily mindful routine. Let's begin. Find somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed for a while, a comfortable space once more. Close your eyes and let the world fade into the background. We'll start today with a deep nervous system reset. Instead of just thinking, I want you to have a sense, a feeling of internal warmth. A somatic healing breath that thaws the tension from the inside out. So, inhale deeply now, feeling the air travel like a warm current to the tips of your toes. And then as you breathe out, imagine you are releasing emotional baggage and the high-functioning anxiety that tells you you must always be doing. Breathe in for 4, pulling in a vibrant emerald green light, the color of growth and holistic healing. Hold that breath, letting the green light dissolve into the cold spots of stress, maybe in your shoulders or your chest. Then exhale for 6, pushing out the burnout recovery fatigue and the weight of being on. With every breath, you are clearing the mental clutter and practicing deep relaxation and ego dissolution. Feel the tension of the day simply evaporating like the mist in an early morning sun. You are safe. You are present. You are beginning to awaken to your inner abundance. Now, let's focus on that warm pilot light in your core, in your very soul. In yesterday's session, we saw this as a shield. Today, visualize that small burning ember, that light growing, softening, and blooming. Imagine a radiant flower of golden light opening within your chest. This is your energetic hygiene in action. This bloom doesn't just block the cold, it truly creates its own climate of inner peace and mental clarity. Visualize the petals reaching out, illuminating the space around you. You are the architect of your own energy. And within this moment of calm, of true connection, of mind, body and soul, repeat these affirmations for manifesting inner peace and overcoming compassion fatigue. See them brightly within your mind's eye, taking note of the color the shape. I am the source of my own warmth. My energy is a sacred resource that I direct with intention. I am no longer reactive to the chaos. I am proactive in my peace. I choose to bloom even in the coldest of seasons. Now unwind even deeper. Allow yourself a moment to heal. And see this light expanding beyond the cabin of your mind, touching everything you do with a sense of soul-centered presence. This is your guided meditation for self-love and outward strength. You are not just a person in a storm. You are the light that the storm cannot touch. Relax now, ever deeper. And within this moment, once more, visualize and repeat. I am a source of my own warmth. My energy is a sacred resource that I direct with intention. I am no longer reactive to the chaos. I am proactive in my peace. I choose to bloom even in the coldest of seasons. And within this moment of calm, of acceptance, this new way of thinking, feeling, and reacting, here are three caring tips for a happier, more positive life that align with your energy bloom. 1. The digital sunset. 30 minutes before bed, put your phone in another room. This acts as an intentional digital detox to protect your subconscious from the noise of the world. 2. The micro moments of awe. Once a day, stop and look at something in nature for 60 seconds. A leaf, a cloud, or the way light hits a window. This shifts your brain from survival mode to appreciation mode, aiding in cortisol reduction. 3. The power of the not now. When a request feels like it will drain your bloom, practice saying, "I can't commit to that right now." It is a softer way to hold your boundaries for empaths while staying kind to yourself. Take another deep breath, hold it, exhale and unwind. As you begin now to wiggle your fingers and toes, feel the warmth of your energy bloom staying with you. You are carrying your own light into the world today. This was part 3. Thank you. Now take another deep breath. And as you exhale, stretch the arms out overhead and then open your eyes. Thank you. Truly. Please do subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss any more of this anxiety relief journey. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend. If you get great benefit from these shows and would like to say thank you, there is a supporters club. There's a link in the show description. It's only $5 a month, but you get all of this and more advert free, and it helps keep the channel on the road. It's only me, all on my own. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Smile often. And then, to your beautiful self, be kind.